T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, welcome back to KDKA 1020, Wendy Bell. We are broadcasting live on Facebook, Wendy Bell on KDK Radio. I love having a sitting U.S. Senator in the studio. And, you know, this guy is powerful. He is strong. He's a patriot, and he's a voice of reason in an unreasonable world. It is so nice to welcome Senator Pat Toomey. Hello.
Thank you very much for having me, Wendy. Great to be here.
I'm so excited to see you. I kept thinking about you during this whole impeachment mess, wondering how you felt, surreal, having a front row seat, almost prisoner, if you will, because you guys were stuck, right?
Under pain of arrest if we weren't there. Literally prisoner.
You watched this right front row set. What was that like, sir, to watch these people try to impeach the president for this?
Well, and that's a good way to put it, because it was kind of surreal sitting there with all my colleagues and watching this parade of folks come in from the House and announce that they were there to impeach the President of the United States and to make the case that he should be removed from office for this, right? And you know, maybe we'll get a chance to talk a little bit about the specifics, because after you get past the bizarreness of it and the surreal nature of it and the fact that, you know, this has been such a rare occasion in American history, one of the things that concerns me the most is that the House has so dramatically lowered the bar for impeachment. I mean, if
dangerous.
It is dangerous, because impeachment is not meant to be an extension of our political fights. We're going to have political fights. We're going to campaign against each other. We're going to have elections.
That's life.
That's part of our system. That's normal. That's right. But impeachment is the thermonuclear weapon of American politics. And it is meant to be used very, very judiciously, because that's what it is. It's undoing an election. It's undoing the will of the American people. And by the way, less noted but still really important, it forbids that person from being a candidate. So it forbids the American people from choosing whether or not they want Donald Trump to be president again, and for 67 senators to decide that.
Right.
Boy, you better have a really good reason. And the House didn't even come close.
Did you just look at each other and say, honest to God, is this honestly happening?
Yes.
How frivolous and dangerous.
Was. I'll tell you the thing that was so, that really hit home with me to this very point, that, you know, seriously, you want us to remove the president for this. And that was one of the two arguments in the first article of impeachment, right? So there were two articles of impeachment.
Amen.
And in the first article, there were basically two allegations made against the president. And one of them was the president of the United States met with the Ukrainian president in New York instead of in Washington. Can you imagine?
Wow.
And that, because Adam Schiff knows what's in the mind of everybody, presumably, and especially Donald J. Trump, that is unacceptable. He should be removed from office. Seriously? And that's exactly what happened, right? The meeting took place. It took place in New York. Adam Schiff thinks it should have taken place in Washington, and therefore we should remove the president from office.
Now, and every Democrat followed in line.
Yeah, I mean,
that's what's scary, sir.
Now, that's not the only allegation they made, but it is one of the allegations that they insisted was sufficient cause to be removing the president from office. And I'm thinking to myself,
what the heck is going on here?
What universe is this?
Right. How is it even possible now for you to take people like Adam Schiff and Speaker Pelosi seriously? Because what we've seen is this ugly underbelly that's really actually not just on the underbelly anymore. It's just pure hatred of this president.
It's much harder, right? We were already a polarized body politic, or a polarized Congress. It reflects where the American people are. And this takes it to a different level. This makes it harder because, as I say before, you know, impeachment is not supposed to be an extension of the, you know, you have political disagreement with the guy in the White House. Okay, you're entitled to your opinion. But you don't pull out the impeachment bomb. You know, that was just really extraordinary.
I think that it must have been stunning for the president. Absolutely stunning when you look at what has been accomplished with this administration, what you have been able to achieve. And it's undeniable what we've been able to achieve with this administration, how much that must sting to have that now forever acquitted.
Right. Yeah, no question. Right. I think the president was deeply personally offended that the House would do this. And part of it is the tremendous record of policy success. I mean, look where the economy is.
Right.
I mean, it's really unbelievable. This is probably the best economy of my life.
Right.
And I'm not a kid.
Right. Right?
It's really, really quite extraordinary. Presidents usually get a lot of the credit or blame, as the case may be, for an economy. But, you know, there's something else to it. And I think there is a sense the president has, and I think an awful lot of Americans have, about a double standard and a sense of unfairness.
Hypocrisy.
You just take a look, right? For 2 years, the president was raked over the coal.
Mueller
does a gazillion dollar. How many lawyers did he have? I mean, it was this massive, massive investigation about Russian collusion, about whether the president was colluding with Russians to interfere with the election. Meanwhile, all the while, what do we know for sure happened? We know for sure that the Clinton campaign paid money for a report done by a former British spy
that
who used
garbage.
Russian sources that made up completely false allegations,
yes.
which then the FBI used
yes.
to spy on the Trump campaign.
And they lied to the FISA court and they did a come on.
So how is it, how can it possibly be that we spend 2 years and all these resources on this Russia collusion story, which went nowhere?
Right.
And meanwhile, like right in front of us yeah. in broad daylight
right.
is this outrageous. Look, it is dangerous when the FBI can knowingly and willfully falsify information, you know, mark up and selectively edit a CIA email.
Thank you.
So that they can submit an application to spy on an American. That would be very objectionable about any American.
Anybody.
How about an American presidential campaign? We haven't heard the end of that, by the way. I don't think that we've heard the end of
I'm
of
hopeful that,
that
the Durham, you think, do you feel good things? Because you've got 63 million Americans and growing who are hopeful that someday there's going to be justice.
There needs to be some accountability
Thank
here.
You.
There needs to be. You can't have an FBI that is lying to the FISA court, which is so totally based on trust. It's by design. There's no transparency. There's no check on it. We trust the FBI to be honest
right.
to an Article III judge who will do the right thing when the security of the American people depends on it. And we saw that went completely off the rails.
This is called the swamp, Senator.
Well, it's a problem.
It's a don't you believe that it goes much deeper than anybody even imagines?
Well, I don't know how deep it goes, but we ought to get to the bottom of it.
All right. I'm live in studio with Senator Pat Toomey. We're going to be back, talk about why he's in town. We've got some issues that you're passionate about that we need to hit on. Super excited to be joined live in studio by Senator Pat Toomey. And you're here in town. You've got some passions. You've got some things that you care about. And one of them is natural gas. Talk to me.
Yeah. You know, this has been a tremendous blessing for the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania and for America. I mean, Pennsylvania is now the number two producer of natural gas among all 50 states. We went from zero not long ago. We're number two. Only Texas produces more natural gas than us. And between the two, and we're very close behind, between the two states, it's almost 50% of all the natural gas. And we haven't even begun to tap the real quantities we have. So this is a tremendous natural resource. It means consumers have lower costs in heating their homes. It means electricity costs less than it would because, you know, when you generate electricity with natural gas, it's so much more affordable.
Pollution
is
down.
It's terrific for the environment,
right?
It's a fraction of the CO2 that alternatives have. It gives us an opportunity as we export this that our allies around the world can buy from us rather than be dependent on an authoritarian regime in Russia. I mean, it's just all good. The jobs that are supported directly and indirectly by the development of natural gas, it's all fantastic. So what did we witness last night? Let's stop it. We must bring it to an end.
Yes.
Seriously? This makes absolutely no sense at any level. This is terrific for the economy, for consumers, for business, for workers, for the environment. You know, it just makes no sense. It just shows that the leadership of the Democratic Party at the national level, they've gone off the rails.
I cannot
they've
agree
totally
with you more.
Gone off the rails.
And you have somebody like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who is patently dangerous in my mind, and she's against this.
Yeah.
I'm like, what are you against?
Well, and so to be specific, right, Elizabeth Warren has declared that if she's elected president, day one, ban on all fracking.
Everything
That's
stops.
The source of all natural gas in America and most oil. Bernie Sanders has a different twist on. He wants legislation that just precludes it all. But either way, they want to shut it all down. And the danger is they're going to drag that whole party in this direction, which is terrible for America. So I think we got to fight back. As a guy that represents Pennsylvania, a leading state, with really the state with the most potential that's really benefited enormously. Do you know how great it's been for folks who struggle with a family farm that doesn't really quite make ends meet, but they're getting a royalty check?
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
Do you know the difference it makes in communities in Southwest, but also the northeastern part of the state? It's been huge. It's been absolutely
huge.
Sir,
we have natural gas reserves that will last us 90 years.
I was going to say 100, but yes.
You know, it probably is closer to that.
Yeah.
I mean, and you almost want to think, what are we doing here? Because so much doesn't make sense with what they're talking about. And this is practical. It just makes sense.
Totally. It's right here. I mean, we're producing it now. We could be producing much, much more, but we've got a glut of natural gas in Pennsylvania, in part because we have states like New York that don't allow a pipeline that would take our very affordable, low-cost natural gas to
over
places like
line.
Massachusetts where they desperately need it.
Right. All right, so gentlemen, have we decided whether the senator can stay for a few more? Okay, so because I know when we come back, you are also wanting to discuss sanctuary cities.
Absolutely.
I think a lot of people don't really understand what that means.
Yeah.
And I know that our own mayor here, Bill Peduto, has said he would welcome as many as 20,000 immigrants and do something to make Pittsburgh a home for... I'd like to talk about what this really means.
Absolutely.
And,
let's do that.
And I think you have some answers and some realist...
Absolutely.
All right.
Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen, he is Senator Pat Toomey. So excited he stopped by, clearing out his schedule for a few more minutes. So hang tight with me, folks. We'll be back right after this. So good to have you, Senator. Welcome, welcome. And thank you for carving out a little bit of time.
Thanks very much for having me.
All right. So we've been talking about just the surreal nature of being who you are in this time in history. We've been talking about natural gas, about how pivotal, how significant this is to our community, to our people in this.
Absolutely.
Good golly. But you also have another thing that matters to you.
Well, this is important to me. And then I think you're alluding to sanctuary cities.
Amen.
And I am just beside myself that it occurred to anybody that they want to have a sanctuary city because, you know, Wendy, this, it's not really about immigration. It's about criminality. And that's what's so outrageous, right? If there's a criminal who commits a crime in one jurisdiction and then he's going to get released for whatever reason, it's standard operating procedure for law enforcement to cooperate with other jurisdictions.
Mm-hmm.
So if, you know, the local police are going to release somebody and the FBI has an interest in that person, the local police will hold them until the FBI can send over the agent to take the guy into custody. That's like the most normal, ordinary thing in the world, with one exception. If it's a sanctuary city and the criminal being released is here illegally, then we confer a special privilege on that illegal person. And not my policy, but those that are sanctuary cities, they will categorically refuse to cooperate with federal law enforcement because the person's here illegally and they want to provide a sanctuary for these people. It's unbelievable, right? You can't make this up.
I don't understand the rationale. Is the rationale from the Democrats that we are such a kind, gentle, welcoming, loving, open, come on in?
Yeah, and you know, if the immigration folks came and took this guy just because, oh, maybe he's a serial predator or something, then, you know, it might send a chilling message to other people who are here illegally and they'd be nervous about being here that maybe they'd be next. And so, God forbid. I know, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable, and it's dangerous. And the fact is, Philadelphia is one of the most liberal, radical sanctuary cities in America, and there are, tragically, a number of stories of dangerous, known criminals who were released. They had served their time, or they didn't have enough to prosecute them. They were released by the local authorities. The national immigration people knew they were here illegally. They knew they were dangerous. They wanted to grab these guys and deport them. But because Philadelphia is a sanctuary city, the police are forbidden from even having a phone conversation with the guy from ICE. They've released these guys back on the streets who have then gone on to commit heinous crimes again, because that's what they do. These are, we're talking about criminals. It's outrageous. We got to bring an end to this.
Well, and the thing I think that was very telling, and this was debate number one, when all of the candidates were standing up and they were asked who supports open borders, and everybody raises their hand, and I look at my husband and I'm like, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
I grew up in Southern California. I understand. I worked with law-abiding people who came through and did the right thing.
Yep.
Right? And these people who've gone through the process, who've done it and are law-abiding citizens, they agree with this president.
Totally.
They're like, wait a minute, I went through these channels. What are we doing?
Yeah. And look, I'm a grandson of immigrants. And my immigrant grandparents came to this country with no money, no education, no skills, but they were willing to work. And they wanted to build a better life for their kids than what they had in wherever they came from in Europe. And that's fine. People who want to come through the front door, come through legally, I think they're going to continue to help build this country the way the immigrants did that our ancestors. But when people come here illegally, you have to have control over that. You have to have laws. You have to have control over your border.
Don't you look at so many of these quote-unquote debate hot-button things, whether it be Medicare for All or the Green New Deal and things that are would patently bankrupt America. Don't you look at things and just wonder, are you in the Twilight Zone? Because none of this makes sense. It's just not common sense.
It is strange. Clearly, this is an effort to communicate with a segment of their base that wants to hear this stuff, because you're absolutely right. You couldn't implement the Green New Deal if you wanted to, right? They want to abolish air travel.
Right.
Oh, really? I see. So we'll have high-speed trains from every city to every city. That'll work?
Right.
It's ridiculous, right?
We can't even keep the turnpike doing well,
right? No, it's not even possible. But apparently such a, you know, look, I mean, Bernie Sanders is a declared socialist. You know, that's not an exaggeration with him, right? He actually is. And
look at what's going on.
And look who's leading in that pack. It's scary.
This is a very strange time. I think it's kind of, it's interesting, but it's also scary, because you have a candidate now who's trying to buy his way into everything. And a lot of people are looking at him thinking he's just not as crazy as everybody else.
Right.
Right? He just wants to take your guns say it's okay to, kill a baby after they're born. But
he's adopted a lot. I mean, he didn't used to hold these views. But he's looking at the Democratic Party, or at least the Democratic primary process as he perceives it, and he's gone off the rails too. You know, it's the danger is that the Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders faction drives so much of the rest of the party to that far, far left fringe.
And arguably pushed Nancy Pelosi to do something I don't think she really wanted to do.
I totally agree. I think she knew intuitively that this was a bad idea. She couldn't resist the pressure from her far left.
We're speaking to Senator Pat Toomey. How do you even look at Adam Schiff with a straight face? Don't you want to just be like, my man, you've done so much damage and you've wasted so much time.
Yeah.
And it's such a smear.
Fortunately for me, we're in different
areas.
Different ends of the building. And so our paths don't cross very much. But no, my first point when I came on this morning was I do think there's a real danger that the House has established a new low bar for impeachment, a normalization of impeachment that is very unhealthy for our system. We don't want there to be a routine when a president is elected and the House is controlled by the other party that the House automatically says, okay, let's dig up something for our impeachment. No, that's not what it's there for.
Amen. I have a minute. I want you to end it on a positive note. What do you feel optimistic about?
Oh, yeah. I feel very optimistic about the economy. I think things
Amen.
Are going quite well. A combination of the tax reform, regulatory relief, judges that enforce law in a predictable and knowable way, that's been a tremendous combination. And what have we seen? Strong growth. We've seen record low unemployment. We're seeing wages going up and going up fastest for the lowest income Americans. So the wealth gap is narrowing. Opportunities, there's more job openings than there are people looking for work.
Amazing.
Inflation is completely under control and asset prices are high and people's 401ks are doing great. So this is a really, really good moment for the country and for kids like mine that are going to be graduating from school soon. And, you know, I want them to have job opportunities. Well, if things stay the way they are, They will.
They will.
And so will all the other kids all across the country, and so will people, for whatever reason, have to change their job or you know, look to find a new opportunity.
It's a good time to be an American.
This is a great time, and let's not throw this out. That would be a really stupid thing to do.
Oh, come on. You got
to
keep the train going. Amen. I love having you in. I'm so glad you made time in your schedule for
us,
sir.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Senator Pat Toomey, hopefully you'll come back. And I've already put the bug in his bonnet that I'd like to have Mr. Trump sometime. So we'll see if we can do that.
All right.
Thank you, sir.